I need a beer.
All right, all right, all right. This is Bone Wine Bob. Welcome to an all-new edition of Bone Bobcat right here on the Bone Wine Bob YouTube channel and on all your favorite podcast apps, where we bring you the best of the worst in cheap booze, the bottom shelf, bum wines, beers, 40s, malt liquor, all the stuff you grew up on. We cover here each and every week on the podcast. So stick around and join us for some fun. For stumbling across this video because you found one of our fun shorts on the YouTube channel and you smashed that subscribe button, then thank you. But hey, stick around, grab a drink, because you're always guaranteed to have a fun time here. Over 17,000 and counting subscribers on the YouTube channel. Once we hit 20,000, we're going to crack open the last can of Colt 45 Double Malt sitting in the fridge, ready to be opened. So right there, that's got to be enough. It's not one of those 30-year-old cans of malt liquor laying around, but hey, it's only a couple years old. But with it's discontinued, we got to do what we can over here. So do us a solid. Tell your friends. Doesn't cost anything to subscribe to the YouTube channel. And if you made it this far in the intro to this podcast, stick around, grab a drink, have some fun, because we got some great drinks lined up and a lot of fun on tap this week. So bringing in the party is Mr. Malt Liquor himself. Roadhouse is here. Roadhouse, man, how you doing?
Pretty good, my man. Pretty good. Was happening to notice during your intro there how good your beard's coming in, looking good.
Yeah, it's been getting a little fluffy. It's the winter, you know, so yeah. you gotta go all out there.
I had went back and watched some of our old, when we first started doing live or video, and I can't believe how much my beard has changed over time. It's ridiculous.
I know. People keep going back now. They're like, it seems like every new year, it's like people are like, do the 10-year challenge.
Okay,
it's 2026, you in 2016 compared to now, or where you were then and where you are now.
Yeah.
And 10 years ago, you know, still doing the same thing, still doing the podcast. We're up to this, should be by my count, should be episode number 382 of the podcast. So we are getting closer to episode 400.
Oh, right.
That if we go at this rate, you're looking at probably around June of this year, in about, you know, 18 or so weeks from now. So party season, summertime, the nice warm months. We're not going to be sitting here when it's 22 degrees outside. we're always getting ready for the warmth. And, you know, soon enough, we'll be getting ready for the Battle of the Booze season. And all the madness that goes around with that, which is always our unofficial kickoff to spring,
right?
And the warmer months. So stay tuned for that. And I'm sure for episode 400, I'm sure we'll be having some goodies here. 400s, you know, it's a match made in heaven right there. So we'll find something to do out there. And if you have any suggestions for episode 400, right around the corner, you know, just a few months away, you know, leave a comment down below.
Yeah, any good idea.
Any good ideas. We're always happy.
We're struggling to come up with ideas to do these days.
Yeah. And one of the things we were talking about, you know, 10 years ago and things were going on. So, yes, so the audio podcast, the website, I started that. The website back in 2014, the podcast in 2015. But a few years prior to that, before really Bumwine Bob hit the internet, I was still out there representing all the classics, the bottom shelf, the bum wine. And I forgot to show this for months now. For my 40th, one of my buddies made some koozies, like the metal, these are like some metal koozie type things. Okay. And he took some pictures of mine. And this one right here, if you can tell, this is me with the bottle of Night Train right there, doing a little of the, at the time, it would have been the T-Bowing with the bottle of Night Train. This is probably, I think it's probably like 2012, something around then. So it's quite a while. So we've been representing this stuff for quite some time out there. And he did tell me, if anybody's interested in some of these, you know, these are the aluminum can koozies. You know, I'll see, twist this guy off here. I got my my can of Real American beer here. All right. Put that guy inside here. Twist that up.
Fancy.
And then, boom, look at this. You can pretend you're drinking a night train here.
That's all we can do right now is pretend.
Yeah. I mean, I got some reserves still sitting right here. But, I mean, that we're saving for the rainy day. And when that day comes, we've been talking about for maybe that, or the day comes when we have the big bum wine bash.
Yes.
Out there at the Roadhouse compound. you got to have your stuff on hand and ready to go for that. So
that's great.
So stay tuned. But before we can get to episode 400 of the podcast, we got to get through episode number 382 here.
Let's do it.
Let's get some other drinks flowing here. Let's get some drinks open. We got a few things to cover here this week. So dive into our bag of tricks.
I know what I brought. Any guesses?
Well, you are Mr. Malt Liquor, so I'm assuming, is it something along the...
It's one I haven't had in a little while. I think the last time I had it is maybe when I tried my 40-ounce chug.
Okay.
I think that's what I chugged.
Oh, there you go. The classic, the Old English 800, the 24-ounce there. And yes, you did kind of give me a little sneak at what you had there. And I said, oh, maybe I'll go out. Let me see if I can find some different malt liquor, something out there. But sadly, I didn't get to stop at too many places.
All right.
I did find something close enough to malt liquor, which is pretty solid here. And that is the Molson Triple X.
Oh, there you go.
Super premium beer. That's there. You got the 7.3% there. So, it's right up there. I mean, it's a higher ABV than that Old English. I mean, if it's not a malt liquor, it's a super premium beer. So that's pretty damn close.
Yeah, I had some of those back in the summer. Big Rome sent me some, and I really enjoyed that one.
Yeah, haven't had one of these in a little bit. It's probably been over a year or so since I've.
Yeah, and I did find them. The place where I go to buy Ham's beer, which is a county or two over from me, they had that in the cooler.
Okay. All right, let's dive in. Let's
absolutely
crack these open, because we got more. We got more to come here today. This is just a warm up here, and luckily nothing spilled on me this week.
Yeah.
I did after a couple of Hams last week were dripping all over the place. I had to do a nice clean up here finally to wipe things down
and get rid of
some of the old garbage down here.
Right.
But hey, makes room for more. Now I got more desk space here to drink some more beers. So cheers.
Cheers.
Ooh.
Boy, oh boy.
And that's pretty good.
I think Old English out of the tall boys is some of the best tasting malt liquor.
Yeah.
The 40s are good, but I think the tall boy is just a little sweeter.
Yeah, it's good. I had them. Yeah, I cracked one of them open on Christmas when I did the I did a tall boy of Old English, and then I did that tall boy of St. Ides that I had as my Christmas dessert over there. Mm. But and I know you were saying the other day too that you wish you could get your hands on some 22s.
I haven't
seen them in a few years at this point. The one spot that used to have the double malt.
Yeah.
When I first found that spot 6 or so years ago, it was it was like the gold mine. It had the Colt 45, had all of them, had double malt, high gravity, regular, had Old English, St. Ides. And then also had the 22s of Old English as well. And I think they were like $1.50 for them. So a great, great price for it. And so every once in a while I'd go in and I'd, I'd pick one up, and they also had, you know, the 16-ounce cans of Old English. So anytime I'd go in, I'd pick up a few. But then over the years, they started to phase out all that stuff. And then, like, whenever it was last year when I went back and the double malt was gone, and they were like, oh, we can't get it anymore. And then Colt 45 said, oh, we've discontinued it. We're like, what? What?
Yeah.
But yeah, heart. I have not seen any of those double deuces anywhere in quite a few years.
Not too long ago, I seen a cooler had some double deuces of Budweiser and Bud Light, but I wasn't interested in them.
No. If I want that, if I wanted a 22, I wanted a malt liquor. I think that's the, if it's an Old English or a Colt 45 or a St. Ives, I think those are like the usual three, I think, that you would find in the 22s. There might have been more, but those are the only ones that I've seen personally in the 22s in the past. Right, something about the malt liquor in there where it's like, you're not in the mood for that full glass 40 ounce of malt liquor, but that 22 glass bottle just hits differently. That's just, it's like the perfect serving.
Right. So, you know, a couple episodes back, I had Budweiser. I bought a 12-pack of Budweiser. It just sounded good. Been a long time since I had any. And two or three nights worth of drinking it, every morning I woke up with a slight hangover. And it's not like I was drinking a lot. I only bought a 12-pack. You know, it takes a lot for me to have a hangover. I probably haven't had one in...
Unless there's some rumplements involved and that's the Roadhouse's kryptonite right there. Shots of rumplements and two buzzballs along with Bud Ice.
That was a rough morning, but it wasn't a hangover.
Yeah.
It wasn't hurting.
Yeah. That's one of those where you just feel off. You're not.
Yeah.
You know, you're not right. You're not 100%. Yeah.
But those Budweisers, man, for some reason, we're a borderline hangover headache, and I don't know what would cause it.
I've had the similar thing in the past. Now, I haven't, this was like 15 years ago, Bud was like my go-to beer.
Right.
Anytime I go out, I get a case of Bud, and I had the similar situations like that where you were drinking maybe like six or seven. I mean, you're not pounding down the whole 12 pack. You're not
too
crazy. And usually with that, you're not waking up feeling totally crappy the next day. But something with Bud from time to time, you would have that hangover feeling after like five or six of them. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of why I went off of that. And then I started going more for the variety of everything from time to time and switching things up. And not sticking with one beer. But it's funny that you brought up the Bud, because I was going to ask you if you had seen the new Bud Heritage cans that are coming out for the 150th anniversary of Bud. So I'll show you here. I got a picture here of the throwback cans they're doing for the 150th anniversary. So you have some of the classic cans, like one of the original Budweiser cans. I don't know if that's from the 60s. Then you have the 80s, the 90s, and then the special one they're doing for the 150th. But that third can in is like the when I think Budweiser is the sideways can.
Yeah.
With that classic logo. Those just hit differently. And that's what I spent a lot of time drinking, was those Buds. And I had pictures of us with, you know, lineups of all these cans of Budweiser just laying around when we'd be hanging out, playing poker, doing whatever.
Right.
Chilling. So seeing those cans is like, I'm like, all right, I might have to go pick up a 12-pack of these between that and like the 80s, the other can, the middle one there. The vintage look Budweiser cans, which I think are just the classic vintage logo with everything. It's just different. Like when Miller Lite went back to the old school cans, Natural Light went back to the old school cans. When they switch them back,
yeah,
something about it that it still will probably taste the same, but it brings you back to that spot where you get that,
it's just that nostalgia.
Yeah, that nostalgia feeling. That's when I saw that the sideways, you know, Budweiser can, I'm like, man, that was, I drank a lot of those.
Yeah.
Out there, I saw that. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, all right, I might have to go pick one up. And I was out yesterday and I was looking, and they didn't hit stores yet by me. It was just a regular. I was like, okay, if they had the 12 pack, I'll have to pick one up just for the throwback cans.
Right. I can remember being underage, and I asked the guy if he'd buy me some beer. And he's like, how much beer you want? I said, just a six pack of some Buddies. I didn't know what to say, you know?
Yeah.
So he bought me a six pack of Budweiser bottles. I think I gave him like $5 or something like that. And he kept all the change.
Yeah.
But I can remember that. Like it was, I couldn't have been 14, 15 years old.
Yeah,
you know, I didn't even know what I was doing. I just know that.
Yeah. I don't know. Just get me some beer. I don't care what it is. What's the first thing you thought of? Okay, just get me a Bud. Okay.
So that would have been probably like 1985 or 85 or 6, something like that.
Yeah.
Long time ago.
Yeah, but and at the time that was like the one of the top beers.
Yeah, you know, it was the king of beers.
The advertising. I mean, It seemed like during that time period, you didn't have as much variety of beers. I'm sure if you were in the stores at that time, you would have seen a whole bunch of different ones. But if you were just watching TV, between Bud, Coors,
and it, Miller, you know, they sponsored everything in sports.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Boxing. You know, boxing was big in the 80s. We had Mike Tyson and all that. And it, you know, the corner knee pads were Budweiser. Yeah, so. I didn't know, you know, I know what my dad drank and I knew what it tasted like, but I wanted something I guess I hadn't had, which could have been anything.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, I see it on TV and these people look like they're enjoying drinking it. So
yeah, Budweiser everywhere. Why not?
Yeah. Why not? Try one out and see what happens. You could have done a lot worse at the time with sure. beer. I mean, I know going back and looking at some of that stuff in, just the variety of beers, and at the time, my dad was a big Heineken drinker, and that always felt, you know, that was imported, so that was like fancy at the time. It seemed like that was like higher class, and every once in a while he would have like a case of Bud in the house, but that was like only for certain occasions. That was like his midweek. Drinking beer was Bud, but then the weekend was Heineken. It was like that. So it was like that treat variety. Yourself.
Get your paycheck on Friday.
You get your case of Heineken at that time. But at the time it was like, oh well, this is imported. This is the fancy beer.
Fancy beer.
Now compared to these days, you go into the store and I mean it's crazy, man. I was here yesterday. I saw one of the local, or I don't know if it was some sort of a New Jersey, you know, craft beer place that had their thing. It was they had a You Can't See Me beer with like some muscle guy that was supposed to look like John Cena on it. Is that awesome. There? And it's like, I mean, we go through there and you see all these cans and the artwork.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, well, do I want to spend $20 for a 4-pack of 16 ounce beers for? You're rolling the dice of, okay, is it going to be good? Is it going to be bad?
Right.
I don't know. Or you could spend the money on a 12-pack of a Bud or a Miller or something like that, depending on the stores, because some stores have been raising those prices of those 12-packs.
I was just doing that the other day, standing there in the cooler, price matching all across the board. So, on the topic of Budweiser, they were usually top shelf beers. They were a premium price. And then, you know, you drop down to Miller Lite, a little bit less expensive. And then you got your old Milwaukee's, and then your Milwaukee's Best or Bush or anything mm-hmm. like that. So I was in there the other day. They're basically within $1 of all.
Yeah, they're all right next to each other.
You know, even with Budweiser, with the controversy that circles around them and Bud Light and their sales, they are still the most expensive. You know, I don't get it. It doesn't move around me.
Yeah, it's crazy. But yeah, the prices are all right around each other. And even when we were talking over the summer last year about like the price of like a 12 pack of like real American beer.
Yeah.
And we're like, okay, it's like $14.99 for a 12 pack. And overall that's about the same price as a Bud these days or that. The only cheap 12 packs you find now are the $9.99 usually for the Outlaws. That's like the cheapest 12 pack unless you get the Yingling premiums. I mean, that's one of the lower end 12 packs, but that's more on like the budget beer side of things I went to the
disappeared around me was the premium. It used to be everywhere. Now it's disappeared.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I went into the store the other day because I had to make a special trip for one special beverage. And when I was picking up said beverage, I said, let me pick up I'll get a 12 pack of Miller Lite while I'm in here. And it's one of those stores where they don't put the prices on anything that's in the cooler. So you're just going in blind to it. And I bring up the one can I had. He saw it in my hand as I was walking up, and he had it rung up even before. And that was $4 for the one can that I got. And then he scanned the 12 pack of Miller Lite. And I could have sworn, I think it was $17.99 at this store for a 12-pack of Miller Lite. So it was like $23 total for
Tall
Boy and then a 12-pack. And I was like, shit, I mean, that's expensive.
And walked and said, I'm not getting it?
Yeah, I mean, I have in the past when I've gone – not when I've gotten to the register, I don't think, but I mean, I've gone into the stores and I've seen the prices.
Yeah.
And I've turned around and walked out. And we always try not to leave a store without buying something.
Yeah. I agree.
If the prices are too out there, and when I see them, if they're posted and it's like $4.50 for like a 40, and I just turn around and walk out, and the guy's like, can I help you with anything? It's like, lower your prices, then you can help me, then I'll buy something.
Yep, I ran into that. I don't know, a foreigner ran the store down the road, and I put a 12 pack of Outlaw on the counter, and that's all I was getting. And he said, you know, with tax, it was like $18 or something.
Whoa,
I said, you gotta be fucking shitting me.
Yeah, yeah,
I said. Dude, fix your pricing.
Yeah.
I say, I can go right up the road and get it, you know, $4 or $5 cheaper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's not a big deal because I'm in a small town.
Yeah.
You know, but.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. And a lot of it are like. It's always those smaller stores that a lot of times do that. And you want to help out the little guy. You don't want to go to like the bigger chain stores. But when the price is that much different, it's like it's hard not to.
And another thing I noticed in these stores, too, especially these foreign-run ones, there's little tags in front of everything. Say it's the candy bars, the chips, the beer. There's just a tag, but it's not a price.
Yeah.
It's like the description of what's there. You don't even know what the price of anything is in that store till you get to the counter.
Yeah.
And you go into... like, I don't know what major gas stations you have there. We have Thornton's Five Star Speedways around here. Their prices are marked on everything.
Yeah.
But you go in these little bodega type stores.
Oh, yeah.
No pricing nowhere. It's like they charge what they want.
Yeah, like I said, that's same thing when I went to this store. It's like no prices at any of the coolers, not for the tall boys, not for 12 packs, six packs, anything. No prices. You got to bring it up to the register to see. But if you go into the, you know, the convenience store type places and stuff like that, everything's all marked. They have them all lined up in the shelf. They got tagged out there. Okay, $2.99, $3.99, you know, $12.99 for a 12 pack or something. So yeah, it was like they rang it up. It is similar to when I, like, the other place, which is another store like that, a few months back when I bought that that PBR and a Four Loko, and it was like the six pack of 16 ounce PBRs and a Four Loko that was like $14 total. And I was like, what? what is this? And I said, it's always the smaller, like the little shops that always are charging the higher prices for it.
Yeah. And if there's anything about those stores that's worth going into, is their food, the fried, potato wedges, the fried mushroom, all that shit's banging.
Right. Just don't buy your booze there. That's pretty much it.
Make another.
You want to get a snack? You want to get something to eat?
Yeah.
Go right ahead. But when it comes to your alcohol, go someplace else out there where the prices are fully marked.
Yeah.
Out there. So speaking of prices that are fully marked on the alcohol, he brought along a few other goodies to crack over here today. Because on the one that I have here with me, there is a sticker on it that has the price on it. So you know for sure what you're getting into before you go into the register here. And this one kind of came up just kind of on a whim here. I had seen something a while back in one of the stores that I had seen off and on for years. And I was curious about giving it a try. And if you've ever seen it, it's usually in the cooler next to MD 2020 and your fortified wines. The first time I saw it was probably in like 2012, I think. I was down in Maryland, and I stopped in a liquor store, and they had small bottles and big bottles of this right next to the Wild Irish Rose and the MD 2020. So I knew it had to be, I want to say, quote unquote, good. But on those lines there. So when I had seen it again recently at the one store, and I think I brought this up a few months back, I said the store I went to had a $10 card minimum. So you had to spend at least $10 to use your card, or they were going to charge you $1.
Yeah.
So I think I had picked up at the time, I think it was a bottle of MD 2020 and maybe a tall boy. And I think I was like a dollar shy. And I'm looking around, and then I saw something on the shelf that was $2.99 for it. But I'm like, whatever. If they're going to charge you a dollar for nothing, sure, I'll spend the extra $3 and at least get something for my money.
You're right.
So what this is here, I don't know if people have seen this. They've probably seen it. If you're a low budget, bottom shelf connoisseur, you've probably seen this before. I don't know if people have actually tried it, but this is the Montebello, the original Long Island brand iced tea cocktail. So right there says, you can't really see it there, but it says $2.99 on the sticker up here. $2.99 plus tax on there. So it's the Long Island iced tea cocktail here. A balanced blend of rum, vodka, gin, tequila, triple sec, and natural flavors. Caramel color added. Just add ice. This is 42 proof and 21% alcohol by volume. So this little guy right here, nice flask size, put it right in your pocket and take it on the road with you. So I've seen this for years, and I was like, shit, I need to finally just bite the bullet and pick one up and give it a shot.
So when you ask me to go out and find something similar, I like to kind of coordinate as good as I can. I went out and I did find a Long Island iced tea, and actually found it in the Chi Chi's brand.
There you go. See, look at that Chi Chi's right there.
Let's see how much. This is 187 milliliters.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, I just said this is 200.
Yeah.
This guy.
And it is 12.5%. 25 proof.
Okay, so I got you beat. I got you beat on the MLs and the ABV over here. But yeah, so it's just the same size as a Four Loko pregame. See, look at that right there, side by side.
So us being there. Budget drinkers that we are, and if you want to get the best bang for your buck, especially when you're out on the town and want to get going, the best bang for the buck to go to the bar is order a well LIT.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, that's the top five clear liquors for the price of, say, a screwdriver or whatever mixer that you get. You're going to get five different kinds of clear liquor, and usually your bartenders pour kind of heavy. So
yeah. Just
remember, LIT is the best bang for the buck when you go out.
Yeah, so and let me I'm gonna crack this open here. This one here says just add ice. So I'm gonna pour mine. I got my glass of ice here that's already starting to melt. So I got that down there. But I'm gonna crack this open so I can pour this.
I didn't think that far ahead.
Yeah. So. Well it doesn't say on yours. Doesn't say anything about adding ice or anything. So
no, mine doesn't.
If it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
It just lets you know to refrigerate after opening. There won't be any left.
I'm going to pour this.
Delicious flavors combined to create the refreshing flavors you expect from a premium Long Island iced tea.
There we go. Look at that. All right. See right there. The whole bottle right there just fills.
There you go.
Fills right up to the top of the logo on the.
Nice.
Glass there.
Oh, yeah. I like it.
Ooh, but I know we were talking about the well
smells like liquors. College.
You're talking about the well liquor. You know for sure this guy here has the bottom of the bottom shelf when it comes to any of these.
Yeah, these are Matt shots.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you got the Chi-Chi's brand over there, so that might be a little higher class.
Yeah, but fancy.
Let's get a little Long Island iced tea action.
All right, buddy.
So let's dive in. All right.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, that's a treat.
Ooh. Ooh, that's strong.
Yeah. Mine keeps on kicking in.
Ooh. Wow.
Mine has a real sweet flavor right at the top, but at the end as it sets in, it's a little rubbing alcohol.
No, this is definitely 100% rubbing alcohol.
Yeah.
There's
no. So I'm not wrong flavor. Here. I'm not wrong.
No. I mean, I get a little hint of a sweet flavor the first sip when it hits your tongue. Yeah. But the second it goes down, it's not too much of a burn to it, at least, but the taste right after is just the alcohol.
Yeah.
Going down.
It cleared my sinuses up. It opened.
Yeah. I'm sure it's going to. Yeah. I mean, I've had this, stuffy nose and sinuses over like the past week or so. It's going to clear out some of that stuff. I mean, not bad. I mean, it's drinkable.
Yes. It's fun. Nice change. Nice taste.
Yeah. I mean, and especially this guy here at the, 42 proof, 21%, even in just this little guy, it'll get you a good buzz going there.
You said what again?
It's 42 proof, 21% ABV.
Wow. That is a killer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was either this little bitty guy or the freaking handle
of the fucking mix.
And I wasn't ready for that.
Well, that's the classic Chi-Chi's brand, which I know they're trying to do. Did you ever have the Chi-Chi's restaurants by you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we had one of them in my town when I was growing up before they had shut them down in like the mid late 90s.
I think, you know, if I want to place a time period, it's around between 96 and 98, mm-hmm. maybe, you know, is when it moved along in the building that Chi-Chi's was in, got converted over into a Jared's.
The one to one here became a Fuddruckers. But I know they said they're trying to bring it back as an actual restaurant. I think last year I saw that blurb saying that the owners of the brand or whatever, I think they were starting to create a few restaurants again. Yeah, and then I guess trying to expand it back out. So that means from what I remember, I thought it was, you know, a decent, you know, Mexican sure. restaurant. They had their fried ice cream and stuff. I mean, yeah. I was only, you know, a kid at the time, so I never got to enjoy any of the Long Island iced teas
right.
at there. But but you know, hopefully they make a comeback. We'll be rooting for them.
You get in those days in the, let's see, late 80s, early 90s, and you had your Taco Bell, but your Chi-Chi's was your premium Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
Now, Taco Bell back then was a lot better than it is now. People just don't know what they're...
Yeah, yeah, but it's the fast food compared yeah. to a sit-down dining, right. but not breaking the bank, though, still at the time.
No, I don't,
still
I like don't that know what range. Happened to the Chi-Chi's brand if the authentic... small independent owned Mexican restaurants that are on every other corner put them out of business or what?
Yeah, I think from what I saw, it was like a hepatitis outbreak or something that came from Chi-Chi's or something like that. It was some sort of
a bad name then.
Yeah, I think it was that kind of shut it down. But I'm sure a lot of the, and if you have any of the local Mexican restaurants, yeah, I'm sure those will put a dent in that when people like want the, you know, yeah. authentic Mexican compared to a chain,
yeah,
Mexican restaurant, especially when it comes to price wise. But
that chain, if it comes back, it's got to be in a bigger metropolitan area. It's not going to succeed yeah. in a smaller suburb town or whatever right. you want to call it.
Right. And they've kept the name alive over the years with like these drinks, like the mixed drink things. Yeah. They have like the salsa, chips.
Yeah.
They have all sorts of things. You go to the supermarket, you see there's Chi-Chi's brand of different things and what you got over there, the mixed drinks, the pre-made yeah. stuff. So
they had all kinds of different flavors up there. They had definitely a margarita. They had a Mai Tai. They had a Sex on the Beach. Your typical bar shots, you know, bar
yeah, drink. I'm pretty sure I've seen them in my travels there too. I did notice as I was walking towards the register, they had the biggies of the buzz balls. <out there. laughs> I was looking to see if there was any of the, there was no cookie nookie though. I wanted to see, I was like, oh, is there any cookie nookie left yeah. out here? There was not, and there was no cookie nookie. Even the elf one wasn't there anymore.
No.
It's off season now for it, but even though they did still have the biggies of the Jacko, the pumpkin one, they still had Ooh. On the shelf. Yeah. I don't know if it is a pumpkin flavored one, but it has a pumpkin face on it. And there were a couple there. I know there's like a red, white, and blue one.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll have to dive into that.
I could not imagine
the summer
power through the big one. The only thing I could think of you use it for is maybe make a hooch or a porch punch or something like
yeah,
that.
If you were going to mix it in with other things, yeah. I could see it in that case. Yeah. Not us sitting here drinking that. I finally, when I was cleaning up the other day, I finally got rid of the empty elf buzz balls. I had enough of smelling the maple lingering.
Yeah, it's probably stuck to the table.
Over here. Yeah. I mean, I do have my, I do have the closed bottle of the empty Rumple Mints here.
Yeah.
But that's closed up and that's sealed up here. I wanted to hold on to.
It took me a couple of weeks to finish the rest of that big bottle off. I had to get rid of that.
Yeah.
As fast as I could. But it is rubbing, especially this time of year, that peppermint, that whisk that you get when you take a shot of it is so worth it. And then, you know, you can't beat 100 proof.
Yeah. It's not that bad. I mean, it had been years since I had Rumplemints when you, me and Kevin, we had some for the holiday podcast. And I'm like, it's not a bad alcohol. It's not a bad shot to take. And it gets such a bad reputation.
Yeah.
It's on all these people's lists of like the number one worst thing to alcohol to drink. It's like Fireball, and then number one, Rumplemints. It's like,
it's labeled like that. Yeah. It's because one is all you need. Mm-hmm. And it's good. You might risk taking a second or a third, and that's where it goes wrong. Same with Fireball.
Yeah. And I think we brought it up too, saying it's when you do Rumplemints after a night of drinking is when it's going to get you.
Yeah.
We did it first. We all did our shot of it when we first started the podcast, and we're like, oh, that's fine. It's good. Now, Kevin and I only had the shooters of it. So we only had one and that was it. Now you had a whole bottle sitting next to you.
I don't even know how many times I went back.
We can go back. We can watch the footage. It's out there. Anybody out there want to do a Roadhouse Rumplemint shot tracker from the holiday podcast? Let us know. Efren, that sounds like something that's up your alley of counting how many times.
Yeah.
Somebody likes to keep track of burps. Go back and keep track of how many times Roadhouse did Rumplemint shots. Do that. Roadhouse
Rumplemint. We have a couple of statisticians that follow us and watch.
We do have some people that will come back and they'll put the data down there for us.
Mm-hmm. I love that. But
yeah, when you go, yeah, if you keep going back to it through the course of a night, that's where it's going to get you. That's where it gets that reputation, when it's 7-8 beers in and somebody says, you're at the bar, let's do some shots. Oh, what's that, Rumplemints? That's what it's going to get you in trouble.
That's where I'm a sucker.
And you're the guy that's going to bring up that suggestion to people.
Shut.
Hey, okay, who's up for another round? And you're like, okay, yeah, I'll have another beer. Yeah. Let's do some shots instead. But it's like, oh, no, what are you going to get? Like, oh, that was some Rumplemints. People are like,
what? Hey, why don't you come out to the bar and help me bring these drinks back?
Yeah.
Order drinks, shots. Ready?
Yeah. Like people say, oh, can I get a candy cane shot? People, I got that for you, right here. And just take out the bottle of Rumplemints and just pour that out there. And
I would always go up and order what I called. I don't think I came up with it. I know I didn't, but I always called it wrestling a bear. So it was a Irish car bomb, followed by a Jaeger bomb. And that was the shot I always gave, like, first time drinkers with me.
Yeah.
Or, you know, just because I want to sneak up the bar and get another round and do a shot before I come back and be way ahead of everybody else. But
yeah,
I always called it wrestling a bear.
Yeah, I forget what I saw something pop up in my feed yesterday was I forget what it was called, but it was some guy, he had a Angry Orchard that he poured into a glass, and then he had three shots in it with Fireball, Jameson, and something else was the third one. And he did it as car bomb style, where he had it. They were all like, getting here, dropped them in, and then threw it back. I forget what it was. I'll have to go back and look. And see, which is like
probably Goldschlager.
Yeah, I was like the Fireball and Angry Orchard. I can see that. That's that apple cinnamon.
Yeah,
you want to throw in the Jameson? Okay, I mean, that's you're getting out there a little bit. That I totally forget what the third one was for. Mm.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I mean, might be better than the Long Island iced tea cocktail here. Montebello. It sounds fancy.
Right.
Montebello. But I'm glad I did finally get to crack one of these open and try it. I've seen it for years.
Yeah.
And was always curious about it. And for $2.99 for a little bottle, you can't beat that price for it.
Sure. That's like we always say, that's a good one when you're drinking with a bunch of your friends, just take a big slug, pass it on.
Yeah.
Long before anybody's worried about getting herpes or.
Yeah. But I have to say, it is drinkable. It's sure.
It's not like go back and forth.
Yeah. You go back to your beer.
Yeah. What do you think of that one?
I like this. This is a solid, solid beer here. The Triple X by Molson is a unique beer that delivers a full flavor drinking experience with a cold, crisp, and clean taste. Our passion for quality beer began back in 1786 when John Molson offered his first brew in Montreal. It continues to this day. For this reason, we believe Triple X by Molson will quickly become your favorite super premium beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the only knock against it, which is very slight, was the price of this was, I think, $2.49
for all right.
Compared to another one I picked up at the same time here was a Natural Ice right there. And yep. This one was, I think, $1.49
yeah.
for one of these. But I mean, it's Molson. It's the super premium beer. So I mean, it's not terrible. I know we're nitpicking over here, but
so this was $1.99.
Okay,
and right beside it was Colt 45, and it was $2.49.
Oh wow!
And I was kind of put back by that a little bit. It's not even everything else was. 238, 248, or something like that. And I picked this one up for $1.99, and I picked this one up for $1.99, which is the Hurricane. Oh,
yeah, Hurricane, yep. Mm-hmm.
And there's not a big difference. I don't know where they go with these marketing. I forgot Hurricane's 8.1, by the way.
Yeah, that's a big boy.
Yeah, I might have started with that one.
Well, this was 7.3, so it's not too far off.
Well, I would say we're at a good point now. We're almost an hour in. Maybe I don't crack this. I save it for another.
Save it for next time. Save it for later.
We'll try to keep this one under an hour.
Yeah. We'll keep it tame here for everybody. Yeah. We won't get too far off the rails here today.
Yeah, I mean, we're known to go on marathon drinking sprees.
Yeah, I was going to say, you crack open that Hurricane and all bets are off at that point.
Yeah.
Especially after the Old English, you got your Chi-Chi's Long Island iced tea.
Yeah.
I got my Montebello Long Island here.
I squeezed in a tall boy of Rolling Rock before we even came on.
Yeah, I was gonna say I still got a little bit of my real American beer here in my.
I love your koozie, man.
My koozie there. I got a few. I think you made six of them six different pictures.
Yeah,
I'll over the next few weeks I'll switch them out and I'll rotate.
No, I've seen that picture before. I think.
Yeah, I had it. It's been out there on the Instagram over the years. It's been out there. It's nothing new. It's been out there. If you've been following me since day one. You would have seen this. Is probably one of the first pictures.
Is that your time in Atlantic City?
No, this was not. This was at my buddy's house on his back deck where I think it was one of those nights in like either March or April where at the time you're out there just hanging out. It's cold out, but you got your sweatshirt, you got your drinks. You're not really too worried about the weather.
It's just
you're outside chilling, doing your thing. There's a bunch of empty 12 packs out there next to the cooler. Out there, we got some Lion's Head, some Miller Lite, and looks like there's some Sam Summer Ale out there. It was just the time of summer ale season. Yeah, so whenever that kicks in out there.
Yeah.
Usually the spring, late spring when it comes out. But yeah, so I'll start rotating. So subscribe and stay tuned because you'll see more koozies over the next few weeks.
That's right. I'm thinking about doing a studio change here and doing some rearranging this week. Make it look maybe a little bit better than packed in a corner here with.
Yeah, it works. Well, I almost had a mishap the other day when I was down here cleaning. Over to the side, I have my Four Loko float down here, and I had moved it quick, and then I came back and I saw it was deflating, and then I looked at the bottom of it and there was a little bit of a like it had crinked a little bit and had gotten a hole in it, but luckily I had like 50 of those little patches, you know, for the pool floats laying around.
Yeah,
stuck one of those on, let it sit for the half hour that they said. And then reinflated it, and knock on wood, it's been almost a week now. It's back up and standing here. But yeah, I have some other stuff down here. They're looking to maybe rearrange some stuff. I have my big bottle cap thing that I'm trying to figure out how to hang possibly behind me over here with the logo that I had that was made about 5 or 6 years ago. That's just sitting on the floor over here, but it's so heavy that I got to find how to mount it properly and get it to hang right here. I can put that right there for the background. So it's always a work in progress.
I'm going to ask the ladies up there at my local liquor store, Twin Lakes Liquor, for some of their old advertisement signs, or if they have some put up in the back, if they let me look through them and to redecorate.
Yeah, I haven't asked anybody to see, but I mean, that's what I got some stuff down here. Like I got my, on the other side here, I got my Goldberg big stand up, the Keystone Light Goldberg stand up from like 2000 that my dad had got for me from some liquor store. I think they had it there and he asked for it and they gave it to him.
Yeah.
Then he gave it to me there. And then between the other, you know, beer signs and stuff that I've got over the years, and I got my nice Bowline Bob street sign that somebody over here got for me a couple years ago for there, and that you can hurt somebody with that thing.
Yeah, that's no joke. That's an actual street sign.
Yeah, that is. Yeah,
that is no joke. Yeah, I've got one made as well, but it isn't Roadhouse, but. Yeah, we got ours made, and I said, you know what? See if they're making it, because only once a year that they, where my wife works, that makes the signs, that they'll just do custom signs for the employees.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, see if they'll make one with Bumwine Bob.
Yeah.
We already got, they kind of limit to one per employee.
Yeah.
We already got ours. I'm like, well, see if, somebody's not getting one.
Yeah, can they make an exception? This is a special request here.
Yeah,
to do this.
So that I was really excited for that one right there. That one looks great.
No, that's definitely a solid sign. It's got if I can get it actually hanging up.
It's reflective too.
Yeah, it is. You can't really see it here, but when I turn here, you can see if you had the lights on it, it would be reflective as if it was outside.
Mm-hmm. You can put it outside in the last 20 years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's high quality. it's high quality.
Well, I mean, the company she works for makes the signs for all the surrounding states.
Yeah. So, you know, it's legit. Yeah. It's, you're getting state quality.
State quality.
State quality. Government quality. Yes, government quality.
No fraud.
Street signs over here.
No Somali daycare. No fraud.
It's totally legit here. Oh, everything we do here is legit.
It is legit.
We do it all legit here. We do it legit. We try to get the bottom shelf out there. all the good stuff. And I brought up before about the, you know, the Sam Adams, the summer ale that made its appearance in this picture here. And, you know, we've been covered a lot of Sam Adams recently too, with the fall legends, the winter break variety pack. Now, did you see they now have a spring variety pack too?
I'll be looking now.
Here. I was going to say, we got here. This is the spring favorites variety pack.
Alpine Spring.
Out here, which they say is, if it's not out now, it's going to be out soon enough. I know some people said they found it. Alpine Spring, the, what was that, the Blackberry, whatever, Breakaway Blonde, and the Cold Snap, I thought was more of a winter beer, but I guess they kind of put it in there because it's on that spring. It's right on that cusp of the.
That's
the spring and winter.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah, so we'll be on the lookout for this, and hopefully, Kevin can find some. I know they're lacking in the variety pack in Texas.
Yeah, the at least where he is. State slacking.
They got a spring pack, and I'm pretty sure they have a summer one too. So.
I bet they got plenty of Mick Ultra in Texas.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. I still have my. I haven't even dove into my second 12 pack of the winter break variety pack that I picked up at the same time. So I gotta dive into that before winter's over. But we got time. It's only January now, so we got time.
I don't have that kind of wisdom, Bob.
Yeah, it was just because I went there and there's only two left. I was like. All right, you know what?
Right.
We better get the two just in case. And they were all solid beers. We went through, if you haven't checked it out, you can check out the podcast and the archives where we went through. We did our rankings of the winter break variety pack out there. Four solid beers. I think we all enjoyed them. I got, I think, one cold brew left in the fridge separate. That I haven't cracked open yet, and then another 12 pack left. So there'll be time. They'll be drank. Don't worry. Before spring.
Yeah, sure.
They will be drank. I got all winter.
That cold brew, good.
Yeah, I did that Christmas late morning. Was perfect. I did my real coffee first thing in the morning for Christmas, and then around like 11.
Sure.
Cracked open the cold brew.
I did the same thing.
Did that, and then around like one, I cracked open my Old English 800 Tall Boy. Get that going there, and then what else did I drink? I don't know if I do Hams that day, a Real American Beer. It's either Hams or Real American Beer. I did throughout. You know, Christmas while we had dinner and everything. Yeah. And then after once around like 7 o'clock, then I cracked open the St. Ides, the Tall Boy of St. Ides. So that was the Christmas Day drinking festivities right there to bookend it.
So what are we looking forward to coming up in a future episodes there? Because I know what I know.
Well, coming up. We kind of skated around it a little bit earlier. So anybody who's sticking around with us till the end here today,
you'll get
a special sneak preview here. When I said I was out picking up a single can of a beverage, and then I got hosed for a $17.99 12-pack of Miller Lite. it was only because I went to the one store because, and like I said, I had gone to the store because it was, they had like, somebody else took it over. They renovated it. One of those where, not that it was great before, but it's about a mile and a half away from me, so it's close. But I don't go there often. And a few years ago, somebody else bought it. They renovated it, and I went last year when I got the Four Loko, these sour. After they rebranded the Warheads. To the Galactic Punch or whatever it is now.
Yep.
That's where I found the first can of that when we did our podcast about that last year. And I was on the Four Loko website, and we've been tracking down the new Four Loko Jackpot, the new flavor that we had talked about a few weeks ago. We revealed it here on the podcast. If you listened to us last week, Roadhouse made a few comments that he might or may not have acquired a can of Four Loko Jackpot. And then our good buddy Kevin, who's now out gallivanting in Las Vegas, whatever he's doing out there. That's why he couldn't join us here this week.
Yeah.
Because he's out causing mischief in Las Vegas, tattooing people. So we told him to spread the good word of the podcast while he's out there. But Kevin found a can of Jackpot in his road trip last week from Florida to Texas. And then the other day he said, oh, okay, did you find it yet? I said, I didn't find anything yet. And then finally earlier this week, 4 Loko updated their website and their 4 Loko Finder to include the new 4 Loko Jackpot on the website. So I looked, I put in my address, and it said, oh, here's a store within 2 miles of you that has 4 Loko Jackpots. So I said, okay, let me go check it out. And I went into the store, and $4 later, lo and behold, there it is. There is the new 4 Loko Jackpot, which next week on the podcast here, that's why you got to subscribe. You got to ring the bell, because tentatively we're going to do it live next week. On the YouTube channel, we are going to crack open the latest flavor, the 4 Loko Jackpot. Crack open this guy to get our thoughts between me, myself, Roadhouse, and Kevin will be here to crack open this guy to see 4 Loko. It's been getting rave reviews so far from people.
I haven't looked at any of them.
I mean, I've had a few people reach out to me. That's where I haven't gone out to look. But people have sent me messages about it, so I've heard some things. But I try to go in, as I say, always with an open mind. And I try not to.
Well, I found it at random at my first spot. And it isn't a regular spot for me. I just happen to go in there because they have good gas station food.
That's but of course, Roadhouse is out there for the gas station food. And if it's a bonus of getting the alcohol at the same time, then he's happy.
I placed my order, and then I had to wait like 10 minutes. So I walked through the store and walked over by the cooler, and there was one single can. So I snatched it, of course. And then I got yesterday, I went and got a pretty good haul. I told you about that haul. And today, when I was getting the Chi-Chi's Long Island Iced Tea, they had a can in that store.
Okay.
At the Twin Lakes, where I always go. And I bought my third can. And she said, what's the flavor on it? I was like, you got to tune in on Thursday.
You got to find out.
We're going to be live doing this one.
You got to subscribe. That's why you got to smash.
Yep. They're subscribed.
You got to subscribe. You got to ring that bell. Get notified, because we will tentatively do it on Thursday.
Yeah.
I'll be scheduled to do it live there. But, you know, if anything happens, you never know. But you got to be notified. So when the pops up, says, hey, Bumwine Bob is live.
Because we have done exclusives.
You got to tune us. Yeah, we've been there. We try to be on the front lines for all this stuff out there. Now, I think I haven't looked on YouTube to see who's reviewed it yet or who's gone through. I mean, I know our our buddy Adam, who sent me the info originally, he did a review on his YouTube channel, and the guy is great. I sent him the 4 Loko Red years ago when that first came out, but we try to be out there on the front lines of this stuff to give you guys an open and honest review of it there. We're not, yes, we are technically, you know, sponsored by 4 Loko, but it's not here, but they're not putting any money in our pockets with it, though.
No,
we'll give you our honest review of the new 4 Loko Jackpot here next week.
I gotta say, as far as beverage company goes, they have the biggest turnaround on product and introducing new and exciting stuff.
I mean, it seems to be it's essentially like once a year.
Yeah.
I mean, last year at this time we did the camo. The 4 Loko camo came out.
And that was fun searching for that. Yeah. I mean, we went to so many places.
Yeah, the hunt of the stuff is always fun. And that's what we love to do. is to hear about, oh, something's out there. And at the time when there's no tracker out there on the website where it says, oh, you can find it at this store. And you got to go by word of mouth of people. And people say, oh, I found it here. You found it there. You go on social media. If you have your friends, your followers out there, and they'll say, hey, I found it at this store. I might have seen it, I don't know.
Because the Jungle Juice pregame, that doesn't exist.
Right here, still nothing out there. And from what I saw, there was a picture posted on the Four Locos Twitter the other day, or on X. I don't know if they've rebranded the pregames of the beatbox style ones to Four Loko Remix now instead of Four Loko pregames. Somebody posted a picture where they had like a case of it, and it said Four Loko Remix with the Tropic Thunder and then the Blue Raz one.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they've rebranded them to Four Loko Remix instead of Four Loko pregame, because these are what we call the pregames.
Yeah.
Are the little guys out here.
The Remix sounds fun.
Yeah, it's different. And there's also that Four Loko Remix, the Dreamsicle, which I'd love to find that, which we talked about, the orange cream version out there, if that hits stores, anybody out there. But if you find it, let us know. Leave a comment down below where you found
it. Definitely like to see more comments, because we reply to them, or Bob does.
Yeah. I do. If you leave a comment, I do my best to respond to everything out there. And like I said, the people that find us because of the shorts and the Carson, Dangerfield, Simpson, Stone Cold, Cheers, whatever it is. If you found us and subscribe because of that, hopefully you stick around for this. This is the meat and potatoes of the YouTube channel. This is the stuff. Yeah, I mean, we love the subscribers. We love people joining in because they saw a funny clip of something out there on YouTube. But to stick around and follow us and interact and watch the podcast, we appreciate that very much. It makes us feel a little warm and fuzzy inside. It's not just the iced tea cocktail. I got this little tiny bit left here to finish off with my ice.
Get out of here. There we go.
Ooh, oh man.
It's official.
Man, I feel warm and fuzzy now because of the Montebello there to do it there for us there. But hey, anybody who subscribed, you know, over 17,000 subscribers and counting on the YouTube channel, whatever brought you to the dance, we appreciate it. And we hope you stick around and tell your friends. Because remember, at 20,000, that final can of Colt 45 Double Malt will be consumed. It's not a 30-year-old can of Colt 45 Power Master. It's only a 2-year-old can of Double Malt. But we can say goodbye to our good friend that luckily Roadhouse got to try before.
Yes, I did. His
demise out there. Very, so I'm happy. I'm happy we got to have that experience here with Roadhouse and the Colt 45 Double Malt after all those years of you trying to find it out there. So
I do appreciate that, and I do appreciate all our subscribers.
Yes,
so much fun to sit here and do this. Like we always say, we'd be doing it anyway. But to have a family as big as we do now, 17K plus,
and then we have our solid core people that always comment on the videos.
Yeah,
like to put in there the chime in about things. But if you're new and you made it to the podcast, leave a comment down below. Spread the word. Tell your friends. It doesn't cost anything. But if you want to become a member for $3.99 a month, you can do that too. One of these days, we will get around to doing some special bonus content for the members out there. We have some ideas. It's just we drink a lot. We lose track of time. So it's always on the list to do.
Yeah.
If it hasn't happened yet, it will happen in 2026. So if you want to spend the $4 a month, become a Booze Hound member on the YouTube channel. You'll get some bonus content. I'm going to throw some more bonus clips, some archive stuff out there. We have the old podcast with Lindsay Ryder, Sarah St. Clair. I got a few others out there we can put up in the behind the paywall for the people out there to enjoy. So stick around. Ring the bell. Subscribe to the Beaumont Bob YouTube channel. So, Roadhouse, anything else you want to say before we sign off here?
No, I'm good. I'm all set.
He's good there. We did our Long Islands. We did our Tall Boys here. Got that. Look at that triple X right there. The classic old English 800 right there. So tell your friends to subscribe. The best of the worst in cheap booze is right here. The bottom shelf. Bum wines, beers, 40 malt liquor. All the stuff you grew up on. We cover here each and every week on the podcast. So for Roadhouse, I am Bumwine Bob. And until next time, cheers.
Cheers.
Motherfuckers! I need a beer.